Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie, the theater lady, back here on Berg Vivant.
Wow.
Good evening, my dear.
Good evening. I like your singing voice.
No, get out of here. It's nothing. But I think you've come to talk to us about a little singing this evening.
I have come to talk about that. I saw Dinah at the Pittsburgh Playwright Space, the intimate little space that they have, in the 900 block on Liberty Ave. And it's a show about Dinah Washington, the last year of her life. They tell little details of some of the things that were happening in her life in her last year before it was cut tragically short by an overdose of diet pills, of all things. Accidental. It was ruled accidental. But anyway, this show was written by Ernest McCarty, who is also the director of this show and who also played the keyboards in this show.
He was very involved with this production.
Yes, he definitely was. And he's a very talented guy. He's a musician that's played all over the world. He, in 1998, Pittsburgh Magazine named him the most prolific playwright of the year.
Oh, that's quite an honor.
Yes, quite an honor.
And how did this latest work of his hold up?
Well, I'll tell you, this show musically was phenomenal. I would have liked to have seen a little bit stronger acting performances from some of the actors. However, the music really compensated for that. The four-piece orchestra was a guitar, saxophone, keyboard, and drums. And they were so tight and they played so well together. And they were kind of a bluesy, kind of jazzy feel to it. They played before the show. Everybody was really enjoying the music. You could tell it was really pleasant to listen to. And the voice of, oh my gosh, her voice was so beautiful. Delana Flowers had such a richness and vibrancy in her voice that she brought Dinah Washington back to life. Each number was a beautiful and respectful homage to Dinah and her work. She sang with so much emotion and sincerity. She went from joyous to sad to, you know, she just emoted when she sang. It was just beautiful. It was really a thing of beauty to listen to her singing. And her costumes were too, each act had a different costume and they were kind of retro back to the 60s. And I would have given anything to have both of those. I would have worn those. I'd still wear them today. They were great. But one thing I didn't realize, Dinah Washington, you asked me earlier about some of her hits. I did not realize how many hits she had. Harbor Lights, Stormy Weather, What a Difference a Day Makes, Making Whoopee, that's one that we still hear all the time. Her work, 60 years later, is still
she's on appealing. My iTunes.
Yeah, I mean, she's still very appealing and relevant, and it was nice to hear all those. And there was a part where an actor, Les Howard, played Brooke Benton. And I don't know if you remember the hit that those two had together. It was Baby, You've Got What It Takes.
How's it go?
Oh, gosh, I'm a little hoarse, but you don't drive a fancy car You won't be a movie star, but baby, you got what it takes.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, well, this Les Howard was a very strong role as Brooke Benton. He was very confident, charismatic, all the things that Brooke Benton was. So I really enjoyed that number particularly. They were all very enjoyable. But I'm trying to think, have I forgotten anything?
I don't know.
You're just lucky I'm hoarse, so I'm not singing more.
Oh, boy.
Lucky you.
Indeed.
And it's running until April 5th at the Pittsburgh Playwrights.
Oh, very good. So plenty of time to see it.
Yes, indeed.
Get out there and enjoy Dinah. So it's probably the closest you'll get to hearing her in person.
You know? Probably.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Great music. That's great music.
Good. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.